Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today, Brad Primo, who is one of the owners of Lead Slingers Whiskey. In addition to that, he is a veteran of the military. We're going to talk about Lead Slingers history, their founding, what's kind of behind their story. And because they are a national company, we're going to talk a little bit about what products of theirs are available right here in Colorado Springs. Brad, welcome to Business Connection.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. You know, I'm an Army brat, so I'm very interested in what you were doing in the military when you were in the Army.
Well, I was an airborne infantryman. I was assigned the 504th Parachute Infantry Regiment at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Oh, goodness, yeah. We've got family back there.
Yeah, the grunt stuff.
Yeah, jumping out of airplanes. Yeah, my dad did the same thing, but a whole different era, obviously. So, and you deployed a couple of times?
Yeah, I did two tours in Iraq and got back from my last one in early 2006 and made the decision to get out of the Army and kind of pursue other things shortly after that.
Sure. And along the way, you're meeting some other guys and you hooked up with some guys from the Air Force. Tell me when that happened and then what the linkage is between those relationships and the formation of Lead Slingers.
Well, you know, it's a great story, really, because you know, the way I actually kind of met up with some of these guys, and you know, they're well-known people as Matt Best and Jared Taylor, Evan Hafer from Black Rifle Coffee, and Article 15 Clothing is actually a company that we started together. But the way I got in with those guys is that my best friend and neighbor in the barracks at Fort Bragg ended up in the Air Force and was assigned with Jared Taylor down in El Paso, Texas, when they came up with the idea for Article 15 Clothing. That company eventually gave birth to Lead Slingers Whiskey. But honestly, it was just, I mean, all of it is based on relationships that I made in the Army. And you know, I look back at the time that I served, and, you know, it was a very formative time in my life. And I can actually, you know, trace back pretty much every good thing that's happened to me as an adult. Was because I made the decision to serve in the Army for a couple of years after I got out of college.
Yeah, that's a huge wow. That's a big impact on a person's life. What led you to want to become an entrepreneur?
It sort of happened by accident. I think it's the way it goes for a lot of people. I was in law enforcement for a little while, got out of the Army, and from that I became an accountant, believe it or not. And I kind of realized that cubicle life was not for me. And it was about the time that, you know, my old Army buddy gave me a call to see if I wanted to be a part of a business. And, honestly, I kind of thought it would just be a little side gig and maybe last for 6 months and, you know, we'd have a good time and go back to regular lives. But it, you know, the Article 15 Clothing took off, and from there we realized, hey, we can actually do these things. And so, you know, with the thought of like, okay, well, we have one successful company, let's just keep on making other successful companies. And so we started developing the idea for Lead Slingers Whiskey, and that became, you know, we kind of split up the duties and everything, and Lead Slingers kind of became my full-time job. And, you know, I walked out of that accounting firm on a Friday and started Lead Slingers Whiskey on a Saturday. So, you know, I think it was just one of those things where the time was right, and I had have a good team with me and decided it was time to bet on myself. That's what I did.
So you started a clothing line, and that led to Lead Slingers, but there was another company I think you mentioned in a little earlier in between that.
Yeah, so basically the first company that we all started together was Article 15 Clothing, and that was, you know, where it all kind of started. We were making, you know, these funny veteran humor-themed T-shirts. You know, Matt and those guys were making some pretty funny YouTube videos you can still watch. I mean, they're still hilarious, you know, all these years later. And what that did is just kind of it created a base for us to expand. And so there's another company, Black Rifle. You know, that's, I'm not a part of Black Rifle, but those are my business partners as well. We all just kind of have our own things going on right now. But so that's the other company that kind of sprang out of a t-shirt company. It was started out as a t-shirt company.
And Black Rifle is the coffee company. Okay, so yeah. You're a serial entrepreneur. And you've got this in your blood, man. It gets in your DNA. You get bitten by this bug, and it does not leave you. I mean, this is a guy coming from jumping out of airplanes into combat. And, I mean, and you know, that makes a guy like you fearless. You're not afraid to fight the battles that need to be fought to have a successful business. So now there are a group of six of you. There's Lead Slingers Whiskey. And let's talk about Lead Slingers.
Yeah, I mean, so we make it at a Scissor Tail Distillery. It's in Oklahoma, made by Garrett Janko, a great dude, really, really great distiller and a good friend. Him and his crew have been just fantastic for us. But, you know, we started off with a bourbon, and as the bourbon has developed, we've also launched, we have a spiced rum, a rye whiskey, a cinnamon whiskey. We also do a single malt. And so those are our main ones. We're talking about maybe doing, you know, what's referred to as a blue agave spirit, which would, you know, it's made in America, so we can't call it tequila, but it's basically tequila. But all those products are available in Colorado. Our distributor there, CTS Distributing out of Denver, they've been really good to us. Great, great guys. And so any liquor store in Colorado can get any of our products. If you don't see them on the shelf, you can just ask and they can place an order for you.
Do you want to catch up with these guys, learn a little bit more about them? LeadSlingersWhiskey.com. That's LeadSlingersWhiskey.com. You're listening to the voice of Brad Primo, a veteran of the military, a couple of deployments in Iraq back in the day, working with other guys, a combination of Army and Air Force, and killing it in the entrepreneurial world. About 3 minutes left, Brad. Where do you want to go from here?
Well, you know, I kind of want to just touch on, you know, I know that, you know, you're in the Colorado Springs area, and I assume probably a lot of your listeners are connected to the, you know, to the military out there. And I think, you know, the times we're in right now, it's a really, really good time to stop and kind of think. And, you know, just I would like to express my appreciation for the guys that are still out there wearing boots and doing the job. It's a tough way to make a living. I think that the people that wear the uniform of our country are the best that we have to offer. You know, the times that I spent serving are the best times. You know, looking back, you know, I can't think of a more influential time in my life. And like I said earlier, every good thing that I have right now came because I did that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's just kind of where I want to go with things. And that's, you know, that really kind of is what motivates us, you know, with our businesses, is that we don't forget our tribe. You know, we don't forget where we came from. And so we've been able to do some good things, you know, and support some veteran and military-oriented charities along with some law enforcement-oriented charities.
I'm glad to hear that. That was my next question. What's the social impact side of your business looking like?
Yeah, so, like I said, I don't necessarily work with a whole lot of your big national charities. They're the ones not really hurting for money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just recently sponsored a local golf tournament here. I'm based in Nashville. And there was a local golf tournament for a soldier's child, which it's an organization that creates outdoor experiences for the children of soldiers that have been killed in action. And so they have like an annual golf scramble. So we're very proud of it and sponsor that, put some money over there to basically help these kids, you know, have as good of a childhood as they can in the absence of a parent. So that's kind of where we look to do things. You know, we've also sponsored and helped and donated for, you know, other organizations that help, you know, wounded veterans, you know, kind of along the lines of Wounded Warrior Project, but obviously not that big. Cause like I said, they're not hurting for money. So we kind of look for the smaller ones that make impact on local levels.
Yeah, that makes really good sense. So Lead Slingers Whiskey, available in Colorado, in the Colorado Springs area, at your local liquor store. A bourbon, rye, spice rum, single malt, soon to come, a blue agave spirit. Can't wait to see that one come out, Brad. And Brad, what's on the horizon for you guys with a minute left?
Well, we're actually rolling out some beer. So hopefully maybe we'll see some beer in Colorado pretty soon, too.
Awesome. Have you got a name for it yet so we can be watching, or do we need to keep it under wraps for now?
We're just calling it Lead Slingers Beer. Pretty simple.
Sweet. Can't wait for that. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you when you're ready to make that launch. Again, LedSlingersWhiskey.com, LedSlingersWhiskey.com. You're listening to the voice of Mr. Brad Primo, one of the owners of Led Slingers, one of the founders. Guy used to jump out of airplanes and distinguished service, a record of service, two deployments under his belt in some pretty nasty times. Brad, thank you for your service. Thanks for the social enterprise work that you do as part of giving back from Led Slingers Whiskey's success. We look forward to your next product launch, and we can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Thank you.